You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansem, Hydra Siam Nisiam Nisiaya,
and the Sakhuya to lead Tim Homasquim Mustayo. All right. Yeah, that's cool, Bailey.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, we're actually on. Okay, I hope everyone's having a wonderful morning so far.
Hello.
Hello, Bailey. but yeah, 24 hours of student power has started.
How long have you been awake for so far?
I have been awake since 1. I actually listened to the show yesterday.
Really?
From 12:20 to 1.
Dang.
With Lana, Natalie, I think Oren was there, yes. Randy,
I was there
Kiana, Natalie, and then you came in.
I like woke up at 12:30 and I was like, oh, I missed the kickoff.
Yeah. Oh, did you wake up and then you came? Oh, I see.
I set my alarm for, I tried to set it for like 12, but I sent it for 12 p.m. instead of a.m.
Oh.
So I just didn't wake up.
I see.
Yeah.
But yeah, you were there for a brief second. Were you here all night?
No.
How long did you stay?
I just came to drop off my instruments, and I got home around, Kiana drove me home around like 3 a.m.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. And then you came here. Oh, so you've been awake for quite a bit.
Yeah, I've been awake. But I got like a nice little 4-hour sleep from like 7 to 12.
Okay. 7 to 12? Oh, before.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. well, today's episode is going to be a little bit different because 24 hours of student power is happening, and I kind of wanted to make this episode special. So we will do some like fun fact discussions, pull up some fun facts, discuss about those, or just random questions that just pop up in either my head or Bailey's head or when Harmela comes in her head. So yeah, before we get started, I'm just going to turn on some PSAs and some ads, and then maybe like a song, a Christmas song, since Christmas is coming up.
Which Christmas song? Do you know yet?
I don't know. I really like
recommendations?
Yes. I actually really like listening to Michael Bublé.
Okay. I like Frosty the Snowman.
Any, that one?
What about Vince Guaraldi?
I don't know who he is.
Maybe the greatest. Charlie Brown Christmas?
Charlie Brown. I know the show. I don't know the music.
Jazz. Christmas jazz.
Okay, yeah.
Anyways,
we will discuss what music we are going to be playing after the PSAs and the ads and everything. So yeah, stay tuned and we'll be back.
You know what I could go for right now? Authentic flour tortillas pan-fried until golden brown.
Yum!
Or vegan taco kits filled with traditional Mexican chilies and spices.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Or how about vegan potato and chorizo taquitos?
How can I get these foods immediately?
Buy Lita's Mexican Foods.
Sounds delicious. Tell me more.
Lita's Mexican Foods is a female-managed, plant-based Mexican food innovator in BC. Their products come prepackaged and frozen at tons of local grocery stores around Metro Vancouver. Not to mention they can be cooked in under 10 minutes.
Wow, that sounds perfect for me. I've been so busy lately and dinner takes so long to make. Where can I get my hands on some Lita's Mexican Foods?
Lots of places. Whole Foods, Choices, Stong's, Vegan Supply, Donald's, and even UBC Bookstore. Hey, where are you going?
To buy some Lita's Mexican Foods. See you later.
See ya.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Can you hear that? The SOS to the world from the people of Ukraine. And you've never wanted to help more, yet you've never felt more helpless. Here's what you can do. Give to the Ukraine Humanitarian Crisis Appeal. The Red Cross is on the ground to make sure your donation supplies food, water, shelter, and other urgent support. Show everyone affected by the Ukraine conflict that you hear them, loud and clear. Go to redcross.ca.
Tune in every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Okay, we are back. Harmela just came, and I think we might need some time to set up everything, so I'll just turn on a song. And I hope you guys enjoyed. It's a Christmas song. Okay, cool.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice, everywhere we go. Choirs singing carols right outside my door. All these things and more.
All these things.
Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I mean. Before, even though I love you madly, it seems I love you more. The little cards you give me will touch my heart for sure. All these things and more, darling. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, yeah. I feel like running wild as anxious as a little child. Reach underneath the mistletoe, kiss you once invincible, and wish you a Merry Christmas, baby.
Kiss you,
oh, and such happiness in the coming year. Oh, baby, let's deck the halls with holly. Sing sweet silent night. Fill the tree with angel hair. Pretty, pretty lights. Go to sleep and wake up just before daylight. And all these things and more, baby. Oh, that's what Christmas means to me, my love. Oh, baby, baby.
Okay, yes, we are back on. Yeah, I will try and review with you, Harmela, about the technical aspect of doing a show.
Okay.
Maybe after the show. But yeah.
Awesome.
That was a song by Stevie Wonder.
It's Who called... loves Stevie Wonder? Raise your hand if you love Stevie Wonder. I do. Yes. Yeah.
It's the song's called What Christmas Means to Me, and apparently this song was out on the movie Elf.
Oh.
Yeah, with Will Ferrell.
Mm. I love that movie.
I really like that movie, yeah, too.
It makes me wonder, what does Christmas mean to you, Jeff?
That is a good question. I don't really know. I haven't thought about it. What does Christmas mean to me? It's more of like a feeling that I get like when Christmas comes.
Oh.
Like this warm feeling.
Yeah, in your heart.
Yeah. Not necessarily a romantic feeling, though.
No.
I don't know why. I think I've heard, I don't know where I heard this, but there's a higher chance of the girl that you like accepting you when you tell her that you like her when there's snow outside.
Oh, yeah. Because everyone's cold.
Everyone's cold, and it's like that environment creates... Apparently, it creates a higher chance of the girl saying yes 2, whatever. So if this is true, if you are going to propose to anyone or ask someone to be your girlfriend, maybe ask her on a snowy day.
Yeah.
Outside, if you can, to like really get the emotions in.
Make sure she's shivering.
Make sure she just has no second thought about the question. And she'd be like, okay, yeah, let's get inside. But yeah, that's a fun fact. But yeah, today
it's a very fun fact.
Is a special day because, as I mentioned, 24 hours of student power is going on.
Wow!
Yay!
Tune in at 5 o'clock if you want to hear BSU talk about.
Yeah, Harmela is going to be BSU. Doing a show at 5.
Yeah,
Friday to 6, right?
Yes.
But yeah, for my show, we're going to do something pretty random today because I think it should be like a special episode.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a bunch of fun facts that I kind of want to go through on my phone.
Ooh.
And then let's see what they are. Okay.
And then provide our analysis.
Yeah, like it's, I don't know. I feel like, you know, like those radio shows where you listen and then they just like spit out random stuff, and then that information you end up using in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I kind of want that kind of thing I want
to
do.
We're ready to inform and educate the people.
Whoever, I hope these are true, though. What if I'm, okay, it's fine. Yeah. So the title.
Just spreading misinformation.
Just whatever. 52 of the best random facts. I'm not going to list 52, but let's just see what there is. All right. Avocados are a fruit, not a vegetable.
What's the discussion?
Avocados are a fruit and not a vegetable.
Did you know that?
Mm. I feel like it's neither.
Neither?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the explanation. They're technically considered a single-seeded berry.
What?
That is so weird. How is an avocado considered a berry?
Yeah.
When you pick it, it's like, boop.
And a berry. But berries, I thought, had like aren't strawberries berries because their seed is on the outside?
Well, maybe it just classifies as just having a seed.
Oh, just having a seed.
And also, like, where they come from, because they all come from, the tree. Like, berries, blueberries. But then again, oranges don't. But then
oranges
again,
do.
Oranges do have seeds sometimes.
Yeah, and they do come from trees.
Next fact. This is too confusing.
What's
the next fact? Human teeth are the only part of the body that cannot heal themselves.
Okay, yeah.
That makes sense.
That is so... Yeah.
How would a tooth...
But can a broken arm heal itself? Like...
Yeah, the bone can like fuse together.
Oh.
Well, as long as you need to place it in the right area.
I'm not a doctor.
So then it sticks together. Yeah. What if it like sticks like a wrong direction?
Yeah.
Well, yes, the bones do heal themselves, which is an interesting fact.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The heart of a shrimp is located in its head. I've heard of this before. I've heard of this. A shark's.
You ever like eat shrimp and you like you look at it and its little eyes and its little feet and you're like, ooh.
I cannot stand shrimp that is like still in its full form. Like I need it
really?
To be dehumanized, deconstructed exactly, because I can't eat something with the legs on it and the eyeballs just no.
I love seafood. I like...
I like seafood too.
Me too.
I would just boil just shrimp and wear gloves and just
I saw a TikTok the other day of this guy and he took a live lobster and just started chopping it up while it was alive. And it was still moving and I was like...
Oh, jeez. Why?
They do that with eels too. They would put raw eels on the flaming stove. It's not a stove. It's like a net, like a metal net. And then... Mm. You would eat it. And it's like squirming around and stuff.
Okay. Have you guys had eel? Or have you had eel?
I've had eel. Not that kind of eel. I've had raw squid before.
Oh.
Where it's like, while it's moving.
Oh my gosh. And it's like hitting the roof of your mouth.
Yeah, it's like sticking to the side of your of your mouth.
That is so gnarly.
Apparently it's really dangerous. Well, because if you eat a squid raw.
Yeah.
And...
Ink,
like
no?
like not the ink because it sticks and it's alive. So then as you swallow it sticks to your throat.
This is why.
So you need to chew it very, very well.
What's the point of eating it alive? Does it add to the experience? Like what is this?
It's almost like eating sashimi, I think. But
well, sashimi is not crawling around.
It's not
my
crawling
mouth.
Around. Yeah. And I heard that the ink in like squid or octopus is actually pretty good for you, I think, and it has some sort of nutrients that I don't remember. Or it's just bad.
So do people ingest squid ink?
No. Have you heard of like the black buns on hamburgers?
Black buns?
Yeah, like black buns, or you've never like seen?
No.
Like even ice cream too, like black. There's maybe. Like ink. Yeah, there's foods that okay. use the ink, I think.
Yes. I don't think those are... I mean, the ones that I've seen are like charcoal.
Yeah, but I think they also use ink as well, which is odd. But I think they taste like nothing.
You know, this reminds me of that one SpongeBob episode. There's like a black patty. Not a black patty, a black bun for the Krabby Patty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Like, no, I do. I forgot. Why was it black?
Was it black? I don't know. I don't know the context, but it makes sense.
It was like colorful patties. Yeah. The colorful... I don't remember why it was colorful. SpongeBob. Did you used to watch a lot of SpongeBob?
I used to have SpongeBob SquarePants bed sheets. Like, me too.
I had a pillow.
Yeah. I lived, breathed SpongeBob. He was everything to me.
I also watched Fairly Odd Parents a lot.
Yeah.
Watched that a lot. Mr. Young, do you know what that is?
Mr. Young. Oh, the craft maker? The craft?
No, the young teacher. Mr. Young. It's a show.
Oh. And he didn't make crafts?
I don't know.
Oh.
Which reminds me, what's the difference of a show and a sitcom? Like, what's a sitcom?
What is a sitcom? Situational comedy? That's what I'm guessing it stands for.
Is that what it is?
That's my guess.
Can you name three sitcoms?
Friends.
Friends. Come on! Three sitcoms.
Three sitcoms? There's so many. So many to choose from. Two Men and a Half. One and a Half Men. Two and a Half Men. You know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea. What is that?
Charlie Sheen. Ooh, Charlie Sheen.
No.
Okay. And then, so there's Two and a Half Men, Friends, and what's that one that white people love?
How I Met Your Mother.
Well, that too.
Now that I think of it, what are their Friends? How I Met Your Mother.
It's the one with the...
Big Bang Theory?
No, it's like an older one. It's, they love pickles. Oh my gosh, pickles. This is going to drive me crazy. Julia Dreyfus?
I don't know who she is.
I'm just naming. I don't even know if these are like.
What was the one with Robin Williams in it? Oh, I forgot that one.
Blob.
No, Blubber. No. It's like Judy or something.
He was in a sitcom?
I think he was. I don't know if it was a sitcom. He was like an alien or something.
This must be so enraging to listen to when you like know.
You know what? Now that I mentioned, we have a phone number that people can call from and. You can just call in to this studio right now and just talk with us if you want. So, like, for instance, right now we're talking about sitcoms and we can barely come up with three.
Okay.
So anyone that would like to call us right now, feel free. And here's the number. Here is the number of the station, okay? 604-822-2487. One more time. The station Studio A phone number is 604-822-2487. So anyone that would love to call and have a short conversation or long conversation with us, please call and I would be happy to answer. I don't care who it is. But yes, moving on.
Okay, sitcoms. I found the name. I found what the name of the show. It's Seinfeld.
Oh, Seinfeld. Yes. That's on Netflix. Yeah. I watched like an episode of Seinfeld. It was okay.
Yeah, it's not for me.
I feel like a lot of sitcoms follow like the same kind of kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm not a sitcom person.
Not
okay.
Not much. I feel like it's repetitive. Oh, is this a sitcom? My Girl?
My Girl? The movie?
New Girl, sorry. New Girl.
Oh, I think so. I think that
was. Is that one a sitcom? Yeah. I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me...
I wonder if the Mindy Project... Do you know the Mindy Project?
Oh, it was Mindy. What was it? The Robin Williams one. That one was called... Mork and Mindy. Yeah, can you please close the door, please? Yeah, if you guys can hear like a saxophone playing, we actually have another show. Basically, a show after every hour. Or not every hour. And Bailey is going to be performing her saxophone and her piano. And I believe Porch Fling is also going to be playing, I think, at noon. So right after this show.
So
yes. The show that I was talking about is called Mork and Mindy. That one was the show with Robin Williams. He's like an alien or something.
I've never heard of this.
Wow. Yeah. Is this a sitcom? Yeah, it's a sitcom. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Apparently it was very famous. Mm-hmm. But yes, let's move on to another fun fact. Baby rabbits are called kits.
Kits? Baby rabbits are called kits. K-I-T-S?
K-I-T-S.
Aw.
That's kind of cute.
That's very cute. Kits.
Do you know what the difference is between a rabbit and a hare?
I thought they were the same thing.
I thought they were the same thing. Like the same thing too. No. I don't know. Are they different? It's.
I think hare is like, an older English term for it. Like that's what they were saying in like the 1820s.
Ah, here it is. A hare is distinguished from rabbits by their large size, longer ears, and longer hind legs. Oh, so basically bigger rabbits are called hares.
Scary.
Dude, rabbits that are big are kind of scary.
Right? Like a rabbit is so cute if it's small. A rabbit
Same with
loses,
hamsters.
Yeah. You make that stuff big, you're
Have
done.
You seen rabbits that have red eyes?
Oh, yeah. I don't
oh
like
my
that.
Goodness. They scare me so much.
Okay, so you know how like rabbits are brown in the warmer seasons and then they turn white in the colder seasons?
They do?
Yeah.
They change color?
Yeah. I'm like...
Really?
They do. Let me double check. Do rabbits change color? They do.
Interesting.
Yes, they change color over the course of the year. So my question is, the only ones that have red eyes are the white ones. So are they changing their eye color too in the cold season?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Are they? Okay, wait, I don't think it's that easy to change a pupil color. But you do know that our pupils dilate and like it changes shape.
I know that.
Us humans do that.
Yeah.
I don't know when they do that.
Oh, I know. When they're in love.
Really? Is that
when
what happens?
Yeah. Sometimes when you see someone that you love, your eyes, like your pupil gets bigger.
Do you know what I realized? When I see someone I like, I get really... I don't know for you guys. I think this is my form of butterflies in my stomach. Is I struggle to breathe a little bit.
Yeah, it's awful. Is that, I hate it.
Does that happen to you too?
Yeah. So stupid.
I get like...
Yeah.
Struggle to breathe.
And then I'm like in my head because I'm like, stop it.
Yeah.
Breathe.
I'm just trying to like control myself.
Because I'm just like so aware.
So I'd have to leave the room.
Yeah. You're frozen. Frozen. When was the last time that happened to you, Jeff?
Pretty recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty recent.
Okay, describe.
I don't know. She was just very pretty.
Okay.
I don't know. It's very weird.
That's sweet, though.
It's... But here's the thing, though. I don't think... she definitely doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because the thing is, for me, is I don't really make it obvious... I think I don't. I think I make it pretty neutral with every single girl that I meet or every single person that I meet.
Okay.
I'm not like, hey, like I'm trying to like hit on you or like I'm trying to hint that I like you. I'm pretty like, uh-huh. Yeah, whatever, you know, like, hey, like how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you look nice. I like that. Whatever.
Okay.
Like, so yeah, she definitely doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, when I see her, I try to avoid her. Because like I can't like, as I mentioned, I struggle to breathe. That's how much it's like weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened pretty recently. What about you?
I would say pretty recently too. I like walked into a room and they were in it, and I was like. Like, I literally did not want to walk into the room, but I was like, I need to walk into this room. And so I was just like, oh, okay, I walk into the room. And they're in there. I'm like, why the hell am I so scared right now? Like, I'm just terrified out of my mind. And yeah.
Do you have a crush?
No.
Oh, it's just, oh no, for me it's a different, I have a crush.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a crush. Yeah.
Crushes, yeah.
I don't really like get butterflies in my stomach unless I like them.
Yeah, yeah.
I just kind of go like, damn, mm-hmm. she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
But that's basically it. It mm-hmm. ends there. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's a bit different. Mm. I'd be like, wow. But yeah, I don't know. What's something that, like, when you did have a crush, what was something that...
I go crazy.
But what was it that, like, you liked about the person?
About the person? It's like, when I have a crush, I feel like everything that they do is just, like... Unless it's something that really pisses me off. Like, oh, if a crush teases me or hints... that they know that I like them, I'm like instantly goodbye. I hate you. Don't look at me again. Like, you're done. Yeah, because something about it, I feel like my pride is like stripped from me. Oh, yeah, it's like you saw through me. Like, you can see that I like you. How dare you? You know?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. For me, I fall for someone for their specific stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and then everything else that they do is just them.
Oh, you know what's funny? I didn't answer your question at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But continue. What makes you?
Well, for me at least, I like her laugh. Mm-hmm. I really like her laugh. Mm-hmm. And I really like how she talks. Mm-hmm. Just the way she talks. Like, mm-hmm. I could listen to her all day.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then everything else just... doesn't really matter. I don't really care what she wears mm-hmm. or like what she does. I mean, what she does, as long as she's not like a meanie, mm-hmm. you know, she's just pretty neutral all the time, then I don't really care. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I kind of like those. I think I fall for a lot of those stuff, or like the way she talks, or like the way she just is with people.
And that's like a fabulous thing to like about people. That's the way it should be.
So it's like when she laughs, I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. She looks so cute.
Aww.
But yeah. Uh-huh. What about you?
I think for me, like, energy, I don't know, something about it. It's like...
energy.
Yeah.
So it's an instant thing.
Yeah.
I see.
It's like a quiet confidence and everything. Like, I've just never really, like, got along with or, like, had really big... crush on like guys that were very loud and out there. I like the like
quiet ones.
Yeah,
you like the mysterious quiet dudes.
It's not even like they're mysterious, like they're always so sweet and quiet and like just very gentle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like a gentleman. For me, I think I told you this, I fall for someone I need to like look at them for a period of time, and then I kind of develop it, not necessarily get to know them, but I just kind of want to see them for a longer period of time. It's never like a spark for me where I look at this person and I'd be like, oh my God, she's something about her. Like, I never get that something out of an instant meeting.
Yeah
I kind of need to meet her for a couple times. Mm-hmm. And then
I wish I was like that.
Because I feel like what I realized was when I do see a girl and then I'd be like, oh my God, she's the one. That she's the one is just me saying she is really pretty.
Yeah.
And I really want to just talk to her.
Okay. So but does that
it's
mean...
not really like I like her.
Yeah. Does that mean you don't believe in love at first sight?
I think that's a bit different.
Oh,
that's weird. I don't know. Oh, there we go. Love at first sight. Yeah, now that I mention it, love at first sight, I probably wouldn't believe, because it doesn't apply to me. Mm-hmm. I never really like fall for someone right away. I just see them and be like, oh, hey, mm-hmm. like that's it. Mm-hmm. And then I would like slowly as I like talk with them and spend time with them, that's when I like, oh my God, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how I kind of develop a crush. For me. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't really get like an energy like you. I wish I could. I wish I could feel like the tension building. Because here's the thing. I'm so embarrassed if I misinterpret that energy. I'd be like, oh my God, I think we're feeling something. I think there's a connection. But then it's just me overthinking everything, and like, what if that person's just friendly,
just existing,
just like, yeah, just like, you know, he's like that or she's like that in any way.
Yeah,
so I'd be like,
but it's so fun to create that narrative of like, oh my god, he's probably feeling the exact same thing that I'm feeling right now. He can't breathe either. And when in reality,
have you felt it's that like, before?
Yeah. Or I loved, especially in junior high when I had a crush on my teacher, I would just like.
That happened to me too.
Really?
I gave her gifts.
Oh, yeah. What kind?
I gave her like, I think on Valentine's Day or something like that. I gave her like a bunch of candy and like, I think I gave her a flower.
How would she react when you'd give her these presents?
She always thought I was cute. See, that's the thing. Yeah. I never got the impression of... I was always, like, a cute kid. Mm. That's how people kind of viewed me. Mm-hmm. And so then she was... That's exactly how she viewed me. I think she was pretty young, too. And I think my friend has her contacts. So we'll see. Maybe in the future, I'll meet her. But she's, like... She's a bit older than me. Well, obviously, because she was my teacher. But yes, moving on. Yes, you had a crush on your teacher.
I had a crush on my teacher, and I would be sitting in class, body on fire, and I would be convinced, and because he'd always like linger around my desk, like he'd always like he that's just where he would teach the class, and whenever I would move, like I used to test it. I'd be like, okay, let me move across the classroom and see if he moves there too, like starts teaching that area, and he would always. Always. And I was like, and whenever I was
what
in a
grade
room,
was this?
This was grade 9. But keep in mind, I looked the exact same.
In grade 9?
Yeah. Mm. I have not developed since the 6th grade.
Okay, cool.
And that's not even a joke. But like, I remember being in classrooms and like he would take a look inside the classroom because it would be like me and like a couple other people. And then he would like walk into the classroom. And I'd be like, are you walking into this classroom because I'm in it? Is it because of me? And then my friends, like, I just would come up with all of these reasons why he was clearly in love with me as well. Mm. And it was the best time of my life, but it was also, like, the most torturous because I was, like, obsessed with this man that I could not have. Like, there was just nothing I could do. But, yeah.
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 That's, I think I was like that as well, but I didn't test it because for us, class was like, you know, I had to like move. I think I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. So then we had to go to a different class every period. So I would only see her for like 2 hours a week or something. So then whenever I did see her, I would try and make it as special as I can.
Yeah.
And like all the students knew because they kind of know. So then they would just like tease me and stuff. But yeah. We've moved on to like crushes and like love and all that, yeah. But maybe we'll.
How? We were talking about hairs and then.
Yeah, how did we even get up to.
Yeah.
But yes.
It all comes back to love.
Having a crush is very painful in sometimes.
Yeah. Have you ever, like, I don't know if I've ever had a situation where. Actually, no, that's a lie. I was going to say, I don't know if I've ever had one of my crush fantasies come true.
Has it?
Only in third grade.
Mm.
Yeah, that was the only time.
Have you ever confessed your feelings before?
No,
never?
No.
Oh, I think I might.
Maybe that's the issue.
I think I should.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I think I should. But here's the thing that I'm debating. Like, should I? Because I like 99% sure that this person has like no idea. And if you have no idea if someone is like likes you, then if you tell them, like they need time to be like, wait, do I? But then it never really turns out be like, yeah, I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Because I've been paying attention to her for a long time, but she hasn't been paying attention to me for like at all. Mm. So she doesn't know who I am, or like she hasn't really looked at me to see what kind of qualities I have. So then if I tell her, like, what's the point of, right? So it's like,
don't
I'm
tell her. Sorry.
It's like, yeah, like it's like you have to hang out with the person much longer. Yeah. So I think that's what it means. It's like be friends with her, but then I think kind of get close to like kind of let her know what kind of person you are, so then she can kind of think about, oh, either like, oh, he's cool, or it's like, oh, no, he's just a friend or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'm like debating. Like, ah, never mind. I think I just stay cool and just whatever.
Mm. I would say for you, it has to be one of those things where, especially if she hasn't been paying attention to you, the way that you've been paying attention to her, you have to spend time with her in some ways, or just like find a way to, or else, yeah, it just feels out of the blue. And it's like, oh, you like me. Oh, instead, you want it to be when someone confesses their feelings, there should always be a build up to it. Like that person is trying to guess whether or not you like them, and they're getting signs, and they're like, I think they do. So that finally there's like this payoff of like, ah, yes.
But you know what I would do if she did ask? I doubt if she did, I'd probably tell her like, yeah, I do.
Like if she asked, do you like me?
Like she's like, hey, do you like me? And I'd be like, yeah.
I feel like people don't ask that.
They don't. You know what? Some people do.
Really?
Really? Ooh. Straightforward people do.
Okay. You've met them?
There are people where I think it goes along with guys too. Like just guys would be like, hey, like I like you. And they'll be like, the girls would be like, uh-huh. And he'd be like, no, I just want to let you know. And he would like leave. And I'm like, what the? Like,
but that's not the way to do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the way to do it either.
Then it's like, oh, why? Okay.
Yeah, but like sometimes you just want to get that out of your chest.
I know.
Just like let, like, I like you. And then you're like, okay, there. Now that you know, I feel like even though it's a no, it's like, okay, finally.
Yeah.
I can let this off my chest.
True. And then like, but I always think about the fact that when you let it out, like once that other person knows, they forever see that like, oh, this person likes me. Like, I don't know. I just don't want them to think.
Is that a pride thing as well for
you? It's a pride. It all comes down to pride. I just don't want someone to feel like they've got the upper hand when it comes to me.
The upper hand?
Yeah. Oh,
hi.
Scared me.
Hi.
We have Bailey who's back.
Would you like to join in on our conversation?
Yes.
About crushes?
Oh.
Yeah, we're talking about crushes.
Okay. What about them?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So basically, we're talking about confessing crushes and whether or not that's something we do.
No.
Right?
Okay,
I like try and make it look like I don't.
Right?
Is that a pride thing for you as well?
No, like, it's just a like I don't want to deal with it thing.
You don't want to deal with the rejection?
I don't know what it is, yeah.
The possibility of rejection?
Yeah.
Yeah. It feels so embarrassing for me.
Yeah.
Because then I'm like, you know, oh, you're going to think that whenever you think of me now, you're going to think of me as the girl who liked you.
Mm. You know what I'm scared of a little? Is I'm not really scared of the person knowing that I like them. I'm more scared of them gossiping about me to everyone they know.
Yes.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. So then like, I don't care if I look at her and it's not awkward for me. Cause like, whatever, like I like you, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like her friends, all of them, like they look at me and they're like, dude, that's the guy. And I'm like, oh, why does, you know, but then again, it's like, it's an inevitable process that you need to. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like with guys, it's so different too, because I feel like that rarely happens for guys. Like, they're not being confessed to every day that, I mean, this is my guess, that they
unless
are
you're
liked.
Like hot as heck.
Unless you're, like,
hottie. Yeah. Like,
who's, like, the hottest person in the world?
That's a hard question. I'm really into nerds.
Lupita Nyong'o.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Peter Parker nerds.
Who's that? No, I'm just kidding.
Jesse Eisenberg?
No, because Jess said nerds.
Oh,
I like
and
nerds.
I was thinking of social networks.
Something about. No. Not Jesse. Not that kind of. He's
Cillian
kind of
Murphy
annoying.
In The Dark Knight.
Hmm?
He's so scary
with the glasses.
Looking.
Yeah, but it's like. Poison me. Just kidding.
What? Where did that. Wait, poison.
I should not be weighing in this conversation right now.
Poison me.
But yeah, I don't know.
He does have killer eyes, so I see the poison. Where the poison would come from.
Yeah.
He would murder someone.
But yeah, I don't know. What were we talking about? How? Crushes? Oh yeah, how we wouldn't like confess.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing I'm scared of. I want to just be like. I just want the answer just so that I could like finally just. This false hope that I have. I just want to get rid of it. But I feel like to get rid of it, you kind of need to just be like, bro, just tell me yes or no. And then. If they say no, then I'm okay, like, cool. Then I can just like you comfortably.
Without the pressure.
Instead of having, like, this weird feeling of, like, Oh yeah, they
don't like me.
Oh my god, does she? I don't know.
Just tell me you don't.
Yeah, just tell me you don't. But that's the thing. And especially if I like know the people around them, like that's just like weird. I can't.
So who here is thinking about confessing to a crush? Is that why we're talking about this?
No, actually, I was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was. But that's what I said.
But you decided not to? Or did you?
I don't know. I don't really know the person that well. Mm. Right?
But I feel like it depends on the level of the crush. If it's like a playful crush, then like go ahead. But if it's like a...
Like a Joe Goldberg crush?
Yeah. What?
That's like, dangerous.
That's dangerous. A Joe Goldberg crush?
What is that?
No, that's like you? Criminal, bro.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I saw the first season.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... that's criminal.
No. That's obsession. Criminal crush. That is an obsession.
That was an illegal
Have you guys ever
crush.
Had a stalker?
Yes. It was the most terrifying thing ever.
Same.
I've never had a stalker.
I'm like... Good for you.
Ooh, yeah.
Do you want to share your stalker story or you...
Probably shouldn't.
Okay.
But like... I don't know why, bro.
Yeah. No.
But you've also had like a stalker?
Okay. Mine wasn't somebody I knew. It was just like this man.
This random man?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just trying to go for a walk with my dog.
Listen.
It's terrifying.
I will fight anybody for you.
Thank you. I would do the same.
Oh, I would run. You got to run. Don't fight.
Well, okay. Yeah, run. But like.
Okay. You have to sprint.
If it came down to it.
Yeah.
If it came down to it, I would try and punch its nose.
Punch its nose?
Yeah.
It?
Yeah. No longer, yeah. Just punch the nose.
Punch the nose.
Have you guys ever seen a bear before?
A bear?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
A man punch a bear? Or?
No, just seen a bear before.
Oh, not
like IRL? Not really, no. I mean, in a car, from inside of a car.
I don't know if this is true. I think it is. It probably is. So for grizzly bears, when they attack you, you have to tuck in like a little cocoon in the ground and like cover yourself up and kind of let the grizzly bear do its deed.
What?
But no.
What's
the
deed being done?
At this point?
No. Yeah, but you need to or else because they're going to kill you. But if it's a black bear, you beat the living crap out of it as much as you can. You have to fight back. For a black
Have you guys heard of that case of, I can't remember his name, but it was this guy and he was making a documentary about these bears and it just turned out that like he got eaten by a bear, but it's all on film, like it was all recorded because his camera was on.
That is so
and
awful.
The like audio and the video like haven't been released. His like ex-girlfriend, they like gave her the tapes or whatever and were like, do what you will with this. But like apparently it's, yeah, they did like an interview and yeah. You guys haven't heard of this? I can't remember his name, but it's crazy.
His
got
name?
Eaten, this
Getting
guy.
Eaten by a bear is brutal.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, because they won't eat you clean. They won't.
Okay.
Okay, we need to.
On this topic, I also heard about this, like, can I even say this on air?
What is
it's like
it?
A torture technique, but honestly, we shouldn't be talking about this.
Maybe, okay. This
Maybe
is,
we should talk about something
let's,
else.
Let's keep this morning a little positive.
Yeah, why? Okay.
So all the lovey-dovey crush going into like grizzly bear, and then let's go back to like the...
this torture method.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm still debating whether I should or not.
Confess?
Yeah. I don't think I will.
What's holding you back?
I just said, like, what if...
The rejection?
No, I don't care about the rejection. It's
the
more,
gossip.
Yeah, like the... And it's just
gossip, schmossip. You know, it's always like these things... I was thinking about this on the bus today, which is funny. It only lasts for like... Okay, bye-bye, Bailey.
See you, Bailey.
That kind of stuff, when it comes to gossip, only lasts like a good 2 days. And then people move on. They forget.
They do. Yeah, they do. They probably don't even care.
They don't. Because they're too worried about their crushes. And being embarrassed themselves.
Oh my god, now that you mention it, are you like a jealous type?
No, not at all.
Really? So if you had a boyfriend and you saw him like...
I love it.
Like talking to other girls.
I love it.
You love it?
Listen, my thing is like, at least with my ex, I was always so intrigued when like other people would find him attractive. Mm. Or like when there would just be like interactions there. Because I'm just like, oh... Like, I'm just, I just want to see you in that, like, see you in that position.
Is that more of like he's mine, but like
no,
other people.
No, it's more of just like, I'm amused
of his ability to talk to girls.
I'm amused of how, like, I'm amused by how he navigates it, you know? I'm just like, oh, what do you do in, like, this scenario or that scenario? Like, I just, it's playful to me. It's cute.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I think I'm a little bit of a jealous type.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I don't know.
What goes through your head?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I don't know. I don't really know. It's just I don't feel comfortable sometimes when, oh my God, when she's having like a blast with like someone else or something. That's just something about it. I don't know.
That's very fair. I think I get more jealous with crushes than I do with like partners.
Yeah, like, you know, when they're like talking to someone else and then they're like, and you know that that guy has a better chance than you.
Oh.
Because he has the quality. Because, like, you know, I would ask girls, like, oh, yeah, like, what kind of guys are you into? Like, do you like these kind of guys? Do you like these kind of guys? What kind of guys do you not like? Mm-hmm. And I would know what kind of person, like, I would have a simple grasp of, like, okay, she was the kind of person that would date this kind of guy. And, like, I know when I see them. And then I would be like, ah. And then they would, like, be, like, having fun. And I'd be like, ah, no. Like,
yeah, that sucks. I know that feeling. Yeah. It's the worst.
Not the greatest feeling.
Yeah, no, I get jealous about that too.
But yeah.
Yeah. How do you feel about someone being jealous about you though? Is that like a spicy little.
I think it's really cute if that happens. Yeah. It's super cute. I would find jealousy towards me like very cute. Like, oh my God. Like, what do I. Because I don't like, what do I have that's making you so jealous? But yeah, that's really cute for me. I wouldn't get mad if someone was like jealous or something, or like, why are you talking to that girl? As long as she's like not too annoying. Like,
oh yeah, yeah. Where it's like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, like, bro, I'm with you. It's not like I'm gonna like do anything.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some stupid. I mean, you know what I think is kind of stupid? It's like, is this even real? Where like girls get jealous if they like other girls' posts? Is this a thing? Is this an actual thing?
I think it is. But wow. I don't know if it's like, it's like a respect thing. That's what I've heard about
it. Oh, really?
I can't weigh in too much on this because I don't have any personal feelings. But what I've heard is like, oh, like it's just weird. And in a respect kind of way. Mm. For like your boyfriend or your partner to be liking someone else's posts. Especially if they're like, ooh, posts.
Like ooh, they are at a beach.
They are what?
Swimming.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we should move on to this topic. It's kind of,
I think so too.
It's pretty sad. Anyways.
I'm getting sad, guys.
I could talk like this for hours. Now that I mention it, we only have 8 minutes left. And I wish it was like a 2-hour thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is, you know what I should do now? I should actually discuss movies for like half the episode and the other half like do some of this.
Yeah.
So then it's like more fun. Okay.
It's so funny because me and Jeff always talk about like crushes and like hypothetical, just like crushes. But like one day there will be a story.
Of where like, where we, if I ever confess it to the person, I would tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. And then see how that goes.
Okay. Yeah. Please. Because we need, that's good.
The tea. Oh my God, dude, I feel like this is the tea that you should share with your friends, though. Because it's like, it's a valuable thing. Like, saying these kind of things and then, like, listening to other people, like, what they think about it and stuff. Like, don't just, like, bottle it up, like, you know, inside you and just.
Yes.
Try to, like, fight the feelings that you have. Like, just let it go.
Yeah,
like,
stop fighting your feelings. Feel them.
Feel them. Mm-hmm. Accept it. Mm-hmm. And then mess up and do it again.
Exactly.
Okay, I guess this would be our last fact of the day. Fun fact of the day. Let's see. Ooh, this is an interesting one. An ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain. This could be why the birds often run around in circles when trying to escape predators, despite their fast running speed. Wait, what does that even? Why would they run around in circles, though?
I think because they're saying. That
because they're dumb,
stupid. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I actually want to move. Have you seen YouTube videos of people eating ostrich eggs?
No.
Have you not? Have you seen how massive an ostrich egg is?
They're huge. I know they're huge.
They're so big.
Are they like eating the ostrich egg when it's raw, or is it like
I think they boil it. I think they boil it.
Okay, okay.
And then they eat it. Or like a fried egg. Or I think that's raw or whatever.
Yeah, that's probably like a big pan you need for that, because it's a lot of yolk.
Have you ever
eaten an ostrich?
No. Have you ever eaten a raw egg before?
No, I haven't.
I have.
Why?
I have. It was.
Were you trying to get yolked?
Is that a term? What does that mean?
It means like being strong.
Yeah, yeah. Burly. So basically, I was through this phase in grade 10 where I was like really, I just really wanted. I was just really motivated and I wanted to try things that would get me going. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw this in a video where like this bodybuilder would drink like raw yolk. Like raw eggs, crack them in, and I tried it, and I just like chugged it down. Mm-hmm. And from what I remember, it's not as disgusting as like it doesn't taste like anything.
Really?
But I wouldn't recommend it in terms of sanitary reasons. Like, don't just cook your eggs; mm-hmm. they taste better too. Do you season your eggs?
Of course.
Okay.
Jeff, are you still seasoning your chicken with salt and pepper?
Or no, I don't season it sometimes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I don't season it sometimes. I just use, if I do, it's just like salt and pepper, that's it. Maybe not much salt, maybe pepper, because pepper has more flavor than salt.
Okay, yeah, that's
because
fair.
It has that little scent.
Yeah.
So then I would use pepper for chicken.
And just pepper?
And pep, yeah. And then white rice.
Oh my goodness.
And then some bok choy that is not
and
seasoned.
And then no sauce. No sauce at all.
You know what I want, though? I kind of want to buy barbecue sauce and see how that goes with chicken. And see how it tastes.
It will go better than pepper.
Better than pepper? Okay.
Better than putting absolutely nothing on it. Yeah. It'll go better.
Yeah. I need to start seasoning better. Because my family, we eat our food pretty bland. Because my dad does that. And mm-hmm. so then I'm kind of conditioned. My mouth is kind of conditioned to eating bland food.
So then when you eat like flavorful food, are you like, too much? Or is it delicious?
It's still delicious. Sometimes I do get like a feeling where it's just a bit too salty. Like, for instance, when I cook ramen, you know how it says, like, put 500 milliliters of water? Mm-hmm. I would usually put close to a liter.
Wow.
For like
to really water it down.
Yeah, but it doesn't really taste that bland to me. It's pretty good, mm-hmm. right? So I don't know. So I'm kind of scared because I do cook a lot, but I'm kind of scared to, like, cook something for, like, other people because I know that my taste is very bland mm-hmm. and it's not, like, a normal area of my taste buds or whatever. So mm-hmm. but yeah, I'm a pretty bland taster. I was about to say person. Uh-huh. But I'm a bland,
you're not a bland person. Yeah. Some bleached taste buds.
Yep, you know, that's the perfect word. Bleached taste buds. Yeah. Well, this was a very quick episode.
Yeah.
I had a lot of fun.
Me too.
Honestly, I like these kind of chill. You know what? I think I should do like a 2-week movie thing, and then every 2 weeks I would do like these kind of episodes where I just like talk about how life is.
Yeah, switch on and off.
What is going on in my life or what is going on in your life or anyone else. So then like anyone just can come on and just share whatever is going on. Or the audience that is listening, you guys can just call in the number 604-822-2487 and call anytime on my show. I would love some more company.
Yahoo!
Yahoo! Oh my god, that just reminded me of Mario Kart. Yoshi, I think that's his name. Yoshi,
like
the green dinosaur.
Yeah, my favorite one.
Yoshi!
Who's the mushroom? What's his name? Tom?
I don't even know.
Tom.
That guy's cute, though. He's cute. Mushrooms are cuties, bro.
They're so cute. I love mushrooms.
Oh, yeah. Now that I mentioned mushrooms, I met this guy that's, like, super passionate about mushrooms at Shindig.
Like, what was he doing?
He just likes to grow mushrooms.
Oh.
He's just very passionate about
it. How did you guys get on that subject?
I don't even know. We were just talking about what we like to do and, like, what we wanted to do after school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm really into mushrooms. And I said, shrooms? And he's like, no, like mushrooms. Not like edible mushrooms, but like mushrooms. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's a very unique passion.
Yeah. There's probably a lot to do there.
And also, I want to share this one more thing, and then we'll sign off. But I thought it was very funny. It's not that funny, probably. But yeah, after I said whatever I had to announce at Shindig, this one girl came up to me and she said, "Do you guys sell mouthpieces?" And I said, "A mouthpiece? Why?" And then she shows me her teeth and her front tooth. Half of it is like gone.
No.
And I said, "What happened?" And
that's my worst fear.
Yeah. And she said, "I chipped my tooth by hitting my my mouth to the mic because M01E. I think it was because the M01E. They put out the mic for the audience and then she did.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was interesting. Pretty funny, I think.
Yeah.
But I hope she's okay.
I hope she's okay too.
I really hope she's
okay.
That's
an expensive procedure.
Yes. But anyways, I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of the day. And 24 Hours of Student Power is going on, so please tune in. There's going to be a show right after my show, so anyone that wants to enjoy some quality music, please tune in. And yeah, I hope you guys have a magnificent rest of the day. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Shake your